Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 2. Can't believe we're on our second episode, but we're gonna just talk about the Austin Grand Prix because honestly, not a lot happened, but then at the same time, like a lot happened. It was an interesting race to say the least, I would like to say, but yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and it also was a sprint weekend, so we got a lot to talk about. I kind of wanted to start off with the special liveries because we had three.
Oh, yes.
McLaren, Alpine, and Haas.
I like to tell everybody that Alpines looked like they wanted to be McLaren for the weekend.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Every time I saw them, I was like, wait, is that a McLaren or is that an Alpine?
Me, literally me. Like, I just saw the orange. Like, I wasn't really paying attention. And I was like, wait. I was like, why are my McLarens kind of like over there? Like, what?
No, okay. I thought the exact same thing. And I don't think we were the only ones because I think I saw it on social media too. They were kind of similar because I think both McLarens and the Alpines, like the front half of it was orange and then the back half of it was orange. And it was just the middle that was a different color,
Yeah, the
right? For both liveries.
yeah. I liked the McLaren livery a little. I thought it was cute. I was like the little no, is it silver or platinum?
I think it's chrome.
Chrome. Okay, chrome. I was like, it was cute though. I liked it. I was like, okay. I was like, something different, you know?
And then the Haas one, I don't really have anything else to say besides, I mean, I don't think they've ever done a special livery before, have they?
I don't think so. I can't either. I mean, it was cute. Like, I feel like I expected more from Austin, from the teams and liveries and stuff like that. I was like, I thought we were going to get something a little more, but maybe they're waiting for Vegas. Because usually for their American races, a lot of teams love to come out with like special liveries and like do a little extra. So I was like kind of expecting more. So I was a little let down, not going to lie.
I think because they let Danny Ric go, that's why they didn't do as much. Because I think we all know Daniel Ricciardo's favorite race was probably Austin, Texas.
I think that's why they did RB's special livery for Singapore, am I not mistaken? Because I saw somewhere on Twitter where they're like the denim was supposed to be for Austin, but they did it earlier because of Danny Ric.
Yeah, I did see that too. That's definitely exactly what happened. But poor Danny Ric. Okay, free practice one. Well, technically, we only had one free practice. Technically, I did not expect Carlos, Charles, and Max to be P1, 2, and 3, you know?
Yeah, I was expecting a McLaren up there, TBH, because of how good like their trajectory had been. So I was like, oh, definitely 100% we're gonna get a McLaren, but didn't. So I was like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, and I think COTA is a really interesting track, at least I think, because I don't know, it's like built on some hills too.
Yeah.
It's like some of the turns are like up on a hill or like down on a hill and stuff like that. So I don't think that was McLaren's strongest.
No, it really wasn't, especially with the, was it sprint quali where Oscar got out on like Q1 where I was like, oh,
Yes.
where I was like, oh my God, I was like, he's gone. Like that was like a shock to me. I was like, sir.
It was, and Checo was also out. I don't think Q1, but I think it was Q2.
He was out Q2.
He was out Q2, and then the commentators were like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen like with the driver's championship, because both Lando and Max, they need their second drivers to like help them defend their title.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was like, it didn't, because I mean, like, Oscar did, like, because I feel like sprints, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of sprint weekends, the way it's, like, laid out, and I think a lot of drivers have mentioned they're not fans of it either. I mean, it's an extra race. I do like the whole idea of having an extra race, but I'm just not a fan of how the points are awarded and all that stuff. I feel like they should just go up to the 10 how they normally do, or well, obviously, like, not give them as much as a regular race weekend, but go to the top 10 how they do a regular race and not stop at the 8, because I'm like, it's such a random, like, only the top 8 get points, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and just the way that sprint weekends are structured in general, I think it's a little too much. And yeah, it's so the drivers can get extra points, but I wish there was a way that they could reconstruct the whole sprint system, really, because they've done it before in the past, especially with regular Grand Prix
Yeah.
where they changed the point system. So maybe if they changed sprints,
Yeah.
people would like it a little bit more. But at the moment, they're not necessarily my favorite thing.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people can agree on that. I don't know. I feel like the whole point system in general is something that they could fix. Because did you see they also announced this weekend that they were taking away Fast Lap point for next season? And
Yeah.
I was like, okay, interesting. Like, I never understood Fast Lap. I'm like, they should do what IndyCar does and instead give them that point if they get pole.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that makes more sense to get a point there.
Yeah, I agree, but I also think some people are like, oh, they don't deserve a point just for getting pole, because even though I love Lando, sometimes he like botches it in the first turn.
I mean, he did this
Yeah.
weekend, literally this weekend, the first turn.
I
He lost.
don't That was not his fault. I had to watch that back, and I don't think that was Lando's fault, but we'll get into that later on in the episode. Because, yeah, okay, wait, sprint qualifying. So, even though we were just talking about how we don't really like the sprint systems or whatever, sprint qualifying was kind of interesting, at least I think, because Alex spinning out, he recovered so quickly, and I was so impressed, but also thankful that he did, because that could have been worse.
Oh yeah, I feel like a lot of them over the whole weekend spun out and were able to recover pretty well, if I'm not mistaken. Because it isn't just Alex. I feel like a lot of them. I think the only one who wasn't, which obviously we'll talk about later, was Hamilton. But yeah, I was like, sprint quali, I think, was a little more interesting than regular quali, besides like Q3 when George crashed.
George crash. Yeah, I definitely agree because Alex spun out, Franco out qualified him.
Which honestly, Franco has been really surprising me in his drives. And I'm like, this kid actually, when he's out here fighting, I was like, he's overtaking people. And I'm like, okay, Franco.
Yeah,
Him and Lawson overtook a lot of people this weekend. And I was like, okay. I was like, I like these rookies being able to drive.
they did. And who was Fernando was fighting, I think, with Liam.
He
They were
was.
like beefing. I was like, that's so funny. Like, both of our rookies are beefing with each other, you know?
I love that. But no, yeah, Franco surprised me this weekend. I really wish he, because he didn't get in the points, did he? No, huh?
For sprint, no. But for the actual Grand Prix, yes. Which is also another thing that I really wanted to talk about, but we'll get that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, no, he has really been impressing me. And well, like I said last episode, I've always been a huge fan of Franco, like in Formula 2 and all of that. So just seeing him be this successful in Formula 1 just makes me so happy. And also off the track, he's just so entertaining.
Oh my God, he is. I literally just saw this morning. Oh my God, what's that one reporter's name? He tried to talk to him, and then Franco's just walking, ignoring him from Sky Sports. That, oh my God, I'm blanking on the guy's name, but you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, but there was also an interview. I forgot with who specifically, but Franco did an interview and he was speaking in Spanish. And then I guess he was talking about like Esteban and like I guess they had like a little quarrel or something like that, like a little cut contact or something during the race. I can't remember what exactly it was, but he was speaking in Spanish and he was kind of like not talking bad, but like talking bad about Esteban. And he completely forgot that Esteban understands and speaks Spanish too. So Esteban called him out on it, called him out on it playfully, like on Twitter.
Wait, I didn't know Esteban understood Spanish. Whoa, wait, I'm finding that out for the first time.
Yes. I saw the video like this morning actually, and I was just, I need this man. I need Franco Colapinto to get a goddamn seat for
No,
next
for
year.
real. I think he's proving himself really, really well, and I feel like he should get one. But, with how F1 works and giving seats out, I don't see it happening, sadly.
But I also saw someone jokingly, okay, obviously I'm a huge Swiftie, so a lot of Taylor Swift content has finally come up on my For You page again. Because this past weekend she was at Miami performing for the Eras Tour. And there was a video that said that Taylor Swift was thinking of renting out the whole entire Monza track,
Saw that.
Kelsey. And I was like, the amount of power that this woman has is insane. But it'd also be so funny if she did that because she has enough money to make a team.
I saw that. Someone was like, girl,
Formula
like the
One.
13th team. So I think it's like, so Daniel Ricciardo could get a seat back or something like that. I saw
Yeah,
someone say.
and Franco. And so Franco, you're gonna see.
I mean, honestly, I think that would be iconic if she like added a new team.
Yes, I think she needs to do it. Because then it'd be so funny for her and Travis, because Travis Kelce is an investor. I think he's an investor, right? For
Yeah,
Apple. Mm-hmm.
he is. Him and like Ryan Reynolds, who's also like best friends with Taylor Swift, like a bunch of people. I never understood why they invested in Alpine out of all the teams. I'm like, you know what? They probably saw something we don't see.
I know, but if she created a team, then the two of them can jokingly play around, being like, oh, my team is better than yours, or
Yeah.
something like that. Like a cute little couple's quarrel, really.
Yes. I did see that too, and I was like, honestly, I would love that to have another team on the grid because I think that'd be make it more competitive and interesting.
I definitely will. Oh my God. I am trying to find that one video that I saw how Esteban can actually speak Spanish. And Franco is like,
I'm dead.
I don't know
But
if I can save it.
yeah, I'm like, did you watch the sprint race? Because to me, honestly, the sprint race was a little boring, not gonna lie.
Was. Okay, yeah, I did watch it and it was a little boring. Hold on. Okay, Lando moved up two places, like at the start of it, I think. And then George did not have a good start at
No, he did not.
all. Charles and Carlos fighting each other the whole entire time was probably the most entertaining thing I've ever seen.
It really was. I was like, damn, I'm like, why are they fighting each other? But I love it. I love when teams allow their drivers to fight each other. Like, honestly, personally, I like that better than them being like, oh, let your teammate pass. Like, I never like it when teams establish order. And I know it's like a hot take because I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, obviously, if they're winning in the points. But I'm like, I like a little competition. I think it makes it interesting if the teams just like let them fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree because Formula One is such a competitive sport. So you have to let your drivers fight. And if you don't, and if you're just like, just let them pass, where's the competitiveness?
I know it's kind of boring when you're like, oh, just let him pass by. And I'm like, no, let him fight for it. Like, I think it's fun.
I found it.
Oh my
Okay.
God.
So basically, what happened is Franco got the fastest lap. I don't know why I thought that they had contact. I think it was like a different Williams
Yeah.
and an Alpine. I think it was Pierre. I don't know. One of the Williams had contact, but this is not them. Okay. So Franco had the fastest lap, but then at the end, it was taken by Esteban.
Oh.
So Franco said in Spanish, the fastest lap was taken by the French. Why did they change the tires? We need to save the planet. Like, that's exactly what he said.
I'm dead.
And then he was right behind him, listening to him saying it. And so Esteban tweeted this. He was like, our race was compromised on lap one after being hit from behind, recovered some positions, but not much was possible after the start. We still managed the fastest lap for the team at the end. Sorry to Franco as he deserved it. We go again next week. Nos vamos pronto, Mexico. Nos vemos pronto, Mexico. That's how he ended it.
Dead.
So obviously he's joking, but still the funniest thing ever. But
See,
yeah.
I love when drivers could joke around like that. I think it's so funny.
I think so too. It just makes them so much, I guess, in a way, human because everyone has like this idealization in their head where it's like if they don't see the person in real life, like if they just see them like on a TV screen, they don't think that they're real,
Oh, yeah.
you know? So seeing the drivers interact like this jokingly just makes it seem like, oh, they're just like me.
Oh yeah, 100% I agree.
Also, can we talk about how for the sprint, both George and Oscar got a 5 second penalty?
Dude, I don't know what was with penalties this weekend, how some people were getting penalties and some weren't for doing the exact same thing. I was like, you could tell they have favorites. FIA has favorites, always have, always will. Can't convince me otherwise. Cause some of them I was like, girl, just give them a 30-second penalty at this point. What is this?
I agree. This may or may not be controversial because you are a Max fan, but I always knew that the FIA favored Max Verstappen ever since Max and Lewis were fighting for the championship all those years ago. And all those years ago, I mean, literally back in 2021. That race still haunts me to this day because it should have been Lewis's. I personally think Lewis should have won the championship because the FIA making those calls were definitely towards Max winning the championship.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that Max isn't a talented driver because he is. He's insanely talented. I think it was just the FIA favoring him. And this past weekend, especially with the Austin Grand Prix, it happened again because I personally do not think that Lando should have gotten that penalty. Don't get me wrong, I do understand the apex rule and then also the first lap rule, but Max also pushed George out at sprint qualifying. It was actual sprint day. But Max didn't get a penalty. The same thing happens to Lando and Max, but Lando gets the penalty. But Max didn't get the penalty when he did the exact same thing to George.
I saw that too, and I saw a lot of people saying they're like it was poor management, I guess, on Lando. They're like they should have just had Lando give Max the place back and then had him overtake him later, because then that way he would have not gotten his 5 second penalty. And I was like, I was looking at it because people were comparing that to when, well, someone got a penalty for like pushing a driver off. I think it was George for pushing one of like the Saubers off, and he got the penalty for like pushing them wide. And they're like, that should have been Max should have gotten it, or both of them should have gotten a 5 second penalty at that point. Because technically he did gain an advantage, but Max also kind of made him go wide, so you know.
Yeah, thinking back to one of the interviews that Lando had, and the interviewer asked him the exact same thing, like, why didn't you just give him the position and then just overtake him after that? But Lando said that it was kind of hard just because you can never really tell, like, when you're in the car, and then obviously the engineers, like, they have a better view at it. So it's kind of hard to be like, oh, just switched positions, but then actually you were in the right and they were in the wrong. So you just gave up a position technically. So I understand, but it is frustrating. But I do personally think that the FIA clearly loves to favor Max whenever they get the chance. Because this weekend, I feel like there were a couple of instances where I thought Max should have been punished, but then he never was. Yeah, that's my little hot take on that.
No, I mean, honestly, being like you said, I'm a big Max supporter. I honestly was like, oh, like maybe, I don't agree sometimes with the calls that they do with him too, because I do agree they kind of do favor him. I mean, it benefits me in the long run being his fan, but I'm like, it's not fair. And you could tell that sometimes some calls I'm like, was that really the right call? But at the end of the day, FIA is going to go wherever the money is. And that's kind of what it is. Like right now, Red Bull's raking in the money, so obviously they're gonna like favorite them a little, if that makes sense.
Yeah, which is understandable from the FIA's point of view because all they really care about is money, so.
It's sad for like the fan point view for our view. We're like, okay, that's like not deserved, but hopefully next week, clean slate, new race. It's Mexico. I mean,
Yay.
I'm ready for that one.
I'm so ready for Mexico too. I think, okay, we didn't talk about this before, but my favorite track is Singapore. Like, I generally love Singapore, but I think my favorite race weekend has to be Mexico because I love all of the little activities that they have for the drivers that they do. I just love the content that I get from Mexico.
Yes, I just think it's because Mexican fans know how to like hype people up. Like, I really just think they are the party. Like, literally, you can't convince me there's a better, because I was like, oh, Vegas. And I'm like, no, Vegas is not that hype, guys. I was like, watch the Mexican GP. I was like, you want hype? Literally, Mexico.
Yes, I agree. But so one of my professors back at Syracuse, I would talk to her a little bit because she used to work, I think, in PR for one of the motorsports teams. So she has like some connections within Formula One, and then also some Formula One content creators. And so we were talking about races, like particularly in the US, since obviously we now have three. And so she asked me if I wanted to go to any of them one day. And I was like, well, I'd like to go to all three of them one day, like when I'm rich enough. But at the moment, I don't know which one I would want to go to first. And she told me, definitely just go to COTA because the Miami one and the Las Vegas ones are not really for Formula One fans. They're mostly for influencers to be invited and celebrities and stuff like that. So she told me that if I wanted to go and experience an authentic Formula One race, COTA is the one to go to.
Oh, you could definitely tell. I mean, when you look at the races, like nobody wanted Miami. Nobody wanted Vegas. Let's be real. Vegas was like the most random one. Like, I don't think anybody was asking for Vegas. I think the only person who wanted Vegas was Daniel Ricciardo. Literally, because I'm like, when they're like Vegas, I was like, where are you guys gonna drive? Like, what is this? But no, and you could tell COTA is very much the pinnacle of motorsport. Like, everybody wants that race.
And I think I forgot for what class. Oh, it was for my presentational speaking class last year when it was Las Vegas's inaugural race. I had to do a presentation on any topic that I wanted. So I particularly picked the Las Vegas Grand Prix because obviously it was coming up. And so not even the residents in Las Vegas wanted that race. They all hated it.
I think they still do. Like, I remember when they were doing the strip. Like, I go to Vegas occasionally, and the traffic is horrific. Like, Vegas Strip already sucks.
Yeah.
And, like, put the construction when it gets close to, like, the GP, it's worse. And, like, they were, like, upcharging everything. Like, Vegas is already expensive, guys. Like, if you've ever gone to Vegas, you know, like, a hotel is, like, a pretty penny. But put the GP on it. They were charging, like, an arm and a leg. Cause I thought, I was like, oh, Vegas, I'll go to the GP because it's the closest to me. And I was like, I've gone. I was like, cause normally I was like, you could say I wanted like the cheaper hotels. Even the cheaper hotels were like $1,000 a night. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not going to Vegas. And they were apparently like closing like the window so you couldn't see out your hotel window. Like they were making like the views like obstructed so you couldn't watch the GP. Cause if not, they'd have to charge you more. Cause my plan was like, I'll just go to like a hotel, stay in the hotel room and just watch it from the window. But no, it was not possible.
I even saw the videos like after the GP where people were just trying to like sneak photos or whatever, but they were like blocking everything. Like they even had security guards walking around just pushing people away, like continue walking, like you can't do this or whatever. And so I was like, oh dang, like they were really serious about that. But I think construction for the GP last year was also incredibly rushed because they were behind schedule.
Oh, yeah.
So that interfered a lot with everyday residents that have to go to work there. Because I remember this one quote where someone said that it was just a 5-minute drive to their work, and
Yeah.
that 5-minute drive during construction for the GP ended up being like an hour long commute. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know whose idea was Vegas, but I mean, we have it. It's cute or whatever. I mean, the race was okay. Like, I watched it and I was like, it's okay. Like, is it my favorite race? No, for night races. I was like, we have better ones for night races.
Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore. I was like,
Anyways, enough about Las Vegas and their little upside down pig track. Actual race day, pretty boring too. In the beginning, I thought that the most entertaining part of it was the beginning of it and then the end of it. But the middle part of it kind of bored me a little bit. But maybe it only bored me because I had to film for my internship earlier that day so that when I came back and watched the race, I was already tired, so maybe that could be part of the reason.
No, honestly, you weren't wrong. Like the beginning, I guess, was just like the overtake was interesting, and then poor Lewis, I don't know how he like lost it. He lost it there. I think that was like the most interesting part, and obviously the end. But in the middle, the only thing that I was like that was keeping me on my toes was when George Russell and Liam Lawson were gonna change their tires, because they worked those tires so long, and I was like, why are they not pitting? Like they did not want to pit. Like it was, I think, Colapinto, Lawson, and Russell, like the last three, and then Colapinto went, and then I think Liam went when George went. So like they were literally just on their time. They were not like, they're like, we're gonna make this one pit like actually work and worth it. And I was like, damn, they worked those tires.
They really did. And I think it ended up being a really good thing for Liam and Franco because they both finished within the points.
That is true. So it worked out in the end for them.
It did. Also, I know you've said that your one of your favorite teams was Haas. They finished in P8
I
yesterday,
know.
which is their highest position yet.
I know Haas, every time they are like in the top, I get excited for them. And for some reason, the Haases were doing really good this weekend. Like their car took so well to this track. And I was like, it's just that American power, you know?
It
And honestly, I was scared when I was seeing them overtake people because I'm also a Checo fan and they were kind of behind Checo. And I was like, they're gonna overtake Checo. And I was like, I don't know who I'm rooting for. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, I did see that. You already said it, but I'm just gonna restate it again. Haas did so well, and it is because they were on American soil. Let's be real. It is the American power.
It really is. But besides that, the only other one thing I wanted to bring up was what happened to the trophies? Did you see? Girl, literally, I didn't even realize because I didn't watch the podium, right? I didn't watch the podium. And then I see Pato, if you guys didn't know, Pato was there. He's like, I didn't steal the trophy, I swear, because he was taking pictures of it, taking it for a drive. And I was like, what do you mean you didn't steal the trophy? And then I see, why did Carlos and Max get the jank ass tire? Like, what? Like, that's your pole position tire. Like, what was it? Like, I heard they were apparently going to get sued because copyright issues, because the artist who does that didn't approve or something. I don't know, man. I was like, what is this?
I don't know. I did watch the podium and I thought it was tripping. I was like, wait a minute, are those the pole position tires? And Carlos was so funny because he generally thought that he was gonna get like the actual trophy. So his face when he was handed the tire, and when at the end of it, like when you can see the camera like panning back,
Didn't he like drop
drop
it?
the tire. Yeah,
Yeah.
he dropped the tire. And he just did not care about it whatsoever. He just let it sit on the floor for a little bit before he actually picked it up again. But it was so funny. I love that though, but I'm so convinced he stole them.
Oh, 100%. He's like, if I can't drive, I'm gonna take the trophy. But I was dead when I saw that tweet. I was like, what do you mean you didn't see the trophy? I was like, what are you talking about? Because like I didn't watch the podium, so I was assuming they were gonna get. Honestly, I didn't like the trophy though. I thought it was kind of weird, ugly. It was way bigger than I thought it was gonna be, guys. I thought it was gonna be like kind of tiny. And then when Paddle was holding it, was like half its size. So I was like, damn, that's a big trophy. So for them not to get that trophy, I feel like Carlos drove his booty off just for the trophy and he didn't get it. So justice for Carlos. Someone give Carlos his Mickey Mouse looking trophy.
And that's exactly why Carlos just did not care about the tire that he got as a replacement.
No, for real. I don't know. That was just like something I had to bring up because I was like, was I the only one who was like, where did our trophies go? Like,
Okay, I personally did not even like the trophies, like the Mickey Mouse little thing or whatever.
neither that.
When I first saw them, I thought to myself, how the hell did this get approved? Because it looks so much like Mickey Mouse. That's a whole copyright issue right there.
Yeah, but it was also this one artist. Oh my God, I'm forgetting. I'm like blanking on his name that does like artwork that looks exactly like that too. And I was seeing people like, oh, did he do a collab with them? And he did not. And I think he was the one who was threatening to sue them. That's what I heard. And they had like a backup trophy for only first place, and everyone else just got tires. And I was like, y'all should have had more backup trophies.
That doesn't make sense. Why would they only have one backup trophy? Why didn't they have all three of them?
I don't know if that's real or not. I saw that on Twitter. Like, this is where I get some of my motorsport information. Take it with a grain of salt. But I was like, we're just gonna stick with the narrative that Pato stole the trophy. We'll just stick with that narrative.
He stole them. Let's be real. It's such a paddle thing to do.
I am. I was like, it's because he's prepping because he's gonna drive in Mexico.
Yeah, which I'm so excited for. I'm really excited for the Mexico Grand Prix. I'm so excited to see Papa there. So excited to see all the Checo fans. Checo getting the love he deserves.
For real, I was like, I can't wait, guys. I never watch free practices because I'm always busy or at work, but y'all best believe I'm watching free practice one just for Pato. I was like, literally just for that man driving, I will watch it. Like, I will step out of my job and go watch the Grand Prix.
I get that. I thankfully don't have anything this weekend, unless my friends are like, let's go do something spontaneous. I'll be like, okay, but just letting you know, gotta watch free practice.
Like, gotta watch my man drive.
Gotta watch my man drive. I do have one thing to say before we all go, guys. Orlando has a new nickname for Oscar.
Wait, what is that? I don't think I heard it.
Oscina.
Wait,
It was on the McLaren. You know how the McLaren social media pages, they do end of recap
did
race
you say
weekend thing with Andrea, Lando, and Oscar.
that?
Posted that, and when Oscar finished talking, he handed the mini mic to
Yeah.
Lando, and Lando was like, thanks, Oskina.
I actually love that. That is iconic.
Yes, oh my God, I love their. I know sometimes people say that a lot of the teammates' friendship are just for show, but I generally love to believe that they're really close friends. Well, I wouldn't say really close friends, but I think that they're friends.
I feel like you have to be friends if you're like with them that often. Like, maybe to a certain extent, yes, it's a little like, for show, for PR, but I feel like they are friends.
Yeah. But anyways, I wanted to end off our episode like that with Linda's new Oscar nickname. All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll be back next week to talk about the Mexico Grand Prix. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.